Another big story today is the announcement of the Nobel Peace Prize. It was heartening, though not a huge surprise, to hear that Malala Yousafzai had received the honor. Since she was shot by the Taliban 2 years ago, yesterday, the 17-year-old Pakistani has campaigned for girls' education all over the globe. What was surprising was that she shared this year's prize with a much lesser-known activist from India. Even Malala today hinted at her lack of knowledge about him.
I would like to share with you that I had a phone call with Honorable Kailash. I cannot pronounce his surname like accurately, so I just ask for forgiveness for that. I'll just call him Kailash if he wouldn't mind. So I had a phone call with him right now, and we both talked that how important it is that every child goes to school and every child gets quality education.
His full name is Kailash Satyarthi. He's 60 years old and has spent his life combating child labor in India. I asked journalist Megha Bari in Delhi to tell us more about him.
He runs an NGO in India called Bachpan Bachao Andolan, which loosely translates into Save the Childhood Movement. He's brought a lot of media attention to the issue of child labor in India because of the kind of very flashy raids that he and his team conducted, along with the police forces here in India.
You said flashy raids, like raids on these labor spots. Yeah.
Yes. Back in 2007, I think this was the earlier campaigns that got media attention. They carried out a raid on a Gap subcontractor in Delhi that was making clothes for Gap kids. Hmm. And there were kids as young as 10 years old, doing embroidery on clothes, which is pretty ironic because kids making clothes for kids, Gap kids, right? Working for 14, 15 hours a day at a time. So that brought in a lot of global attention. So he's definitely done a lot of important work along those lines.
So you're based in Delhi, where Kailash Satyarthi lives. What's been the reaction there in Delhi and India today to his getting the Nobel Peace Prize along with Malala?
Well, it's really funny you ask that because I don't think many people know about him here. He's not a household name unlike Malala, so it's a bit ironic. In fact, I think there was a blog post today on one of the Indian news sites saying that his organization, BBA, their website crashed because everyone was Googling to see who's Kailash Satyarthi and what is a Bachpan Bachao Andolan.
Yeah, well, the Times of India headline today was, "Who is Kailash Satyarthi?"
Right, exactly.
Why do you think more Indians don't know who he is and what he does?
You know, I don't think child labor takes so much precedence for the average Indian living here. Poverty is such an everyday part of our lives over here. So it's not to say that Indians are okay with child labor. I don't think that they're blessing the situation. But it's only when there is a flashy, splashy news raid or a police raid which shows really troubled situations that these kids are living and working in is when the average Indian wakes up and says, hey, that's not a good thing to happen.
Just give us a sense of what Kailash Satyarthi has been fighting. I mean, you've traveled around India, you've seen the problem of child mm-hmm. labor in many places around the country. Mm-hmm. Give us a story of one kid that you've met and what they're up against.
Oh my God, so many. I don't even know where to start. One of the most heartrending experiences for me personally was I was in the capital in Delhi, and I went into, there's a sort of like a slum area across from the Delhi Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. And it's like an alley, it's a maze of alleys, very narrow, with tiny rooms on either side. And an average size of the room is like the half of an office in New York City, right? And these go up three stories. And everyone's living here in poverty, doing their work. And there were a lot of these rooms that I went by where there were little kids, you know, 5 kids, 7 kids, 10 kids crammed into one room, and they're sticking like pieces of mirror, pieces of glass on, say, a pen holder or on a pen, you know, or on a photo frame. These are the kind of things we see in home stores in the US all the time.
Wow.
I remember one room that I went into. The youngest kid was, I think, 5 years old, and the oldest must have been 10. And they had cigarette stains on their teeth because, you know, this is what they do day in and day out for like 12 hours or 14 hours at a stretch. They start adopting nicotine, they start sniffing glue, and you could see that on their faces, you know. And it was miserable. It was just miserable. And this is happening right in the heart of the capital.
Yeah.
So that is the reality over here.
I mean, it's funny, things we in the U.S. just don't think of them. I mean, I think of clothing and carpets, but I don't think of all those decorative stones and rocks that you find at home improvement superstores. All come from India.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Journalist Megha Bari speaking with me from Delhi. Thank you very much for your time, Megha.
Thank you so much.